Hey everyone, Callan here, and today is my 41st birthday, and so I figured I would do a wizard's log. I haven't done one of those in a while. I think I did one on my 40th birthday last year, so maybe this will be like a tradition. I'll come in and give a little update on how things are going and kind of a retrospective and on the past year and maybe some thoughts on what's upcoming. So basically, let's talk about today though, because today is the exciting day. I've never really been a person, well, when I was younger, I was a person who birthdays were a big deal, but it's mostly because you get presents and stuff. And when in adulthood, I haven't really cared too much about my birthdays, but and it's kind of still the case. I don't really care too much about my birthday, and to be honest, if I had to choose, like, this is how I would want to spend it. You know, I'm mostly by myself. Like, today, the people who own the farm, you know, Jesse and his wife and one of his kids, they came out, they made this, like, vegan coconut cream chocolate mousse that tasted like cake and was delicious. And they brought it out to me and sang happy birthday, and they had a little lighter that I blew out. So, and they gave me some gifts, and so that was cool. And I won't tell you about all the gifts, but I will be partaking of those gifts that I will not tell you about tomorrow. So that'll be fun. And then let's see. So also, like, people, I got several donations within the last month or so. You know, probably around maybe a little over $100 or something like that. And basically I used that to buy some, you know, I'm trying this new thing now where I'm, you know, I don't like having to cook every day. I'm trying to, like, minimize so much that I don't even need to cook. It's just when it's time to eat, I just grab the food and put it into my mouth. And then, you know, you got to find the perfect food for that. You got to think about, you know, is it going to keep? Is it going to, you know, without going bad for long periods of time? Is it healthy? Is it, you know, feeling, does it make you feel full? Does it give you kind of a good variety of nutrients and vitamins, all this type of stuff? And I made a video recently where I talked about how I'm kind of doing nuts and dried fruit. And now I've gone to peanut butter, which is kind of nuts, except it's kind of better because it's more condensed. And it's cooked, so a lot of the problem anti-nutrients are not in there. And it's way cheaper. And then pairing that with dates. So dates are another, it's kind of like a dried fruit, except it's a dried fruit, which is, you can get, you know, they're fairly large and they're really inexpensive. And so, you know, I think about food, when I buy food, I'm thinking about in terms of how much does it cost per ounce. And, you know, kind of like dried organic food, like rice and lentils and stuff, they're around, if you look around, you can get it from about 30 cents an ounce. And if you're good, but if you're going to get, like, organic raw nuts and dried, you know, fancy fruits and cranberries and things like that, you know, that's more like $1 an ounce. And but basically with the peanut butter and the dates, they're both about 35 cents an ounce, which is almost as good as you can get without going all the way down to the minimum bottom of the barrel of, like, cheap peanut butter, like super cheap peanut butter, with instant rice, right? Because you can dip your spoon in the peanut butter and then dip it into the instant rice. You don't even have to cook the rice and you just eat it like that. That's like the cheapest way that you can eat food where you don't have to cook it. And but this is kind of like way better than that without actually being too much more expensive. So you just take the date, you dip it in the peanut butter, and then you eat it. And it fills you up really quickly, and it's really filling and tasty. And it kind of hits all those spots. You know, it's like you want something sweet, but you also want something that is kind of savory and salty. And so you can put them on each other, or you can eat them separately. So anyways, I'm going on a trip with my buddy, the Gypsy Fox. Those of you who follow me may have seen him on a couple of my podcast episodes. And I'm going to be taking with me 4 big jars of peanut butter and 8, well, I guess I ate 2 pounds of it. So 6 pounds of dates. And anyways, That was all to say that I spent the donations that I received recently from viewers to purchase myself a bunch of peanut butter and dates. And so I see that as a birthday present from you to me. So thank you for that. And we'll see how it goes. Spending a couple weeks. Oh, I mean, I'm sure that we'll eat other things, but this is going to be basically my primary food during the road trip, which will last probably at least a week, if not 2 weeks or longer. So, and we're probably going to head out to Arizona where it's nice and warm. So anyways, while I was receiving my birthday gifts a little earlier, their son asked me, I usually don't think about things like this, but he asked me like, what is like the biggest achievement of your, you know, since your last birthday, right? And it's like, oh, wow, interesting. And so I thought about it for a little bit, and it's just like, well, this was the year that I lived outside, right? I lived outside for, I've been living outside for over a year and a half now, but I lived through a winter living completely outside without even really needing a fire source. I did use a wood stove for the first part of the winter until I realized it wasn't necessary. I didn't like doing all of the extra work of preparing the wood. So I just lived outside, and you know, even that was even under a poncho. You know, for the last, I think the coldest night of the year, which was like -5 Fahrenheit, I was underneath my poncho, right? So I didn't even have a shelter. So anyways, I'd say that's my biggest achievement. And it's a little bit weird to me when people hear that happened. They're like, I can't believe that you did that. I don't understand how you could possibly live outside during the winter. You know, it's like you would need skills to be able to do that. But really, it just comes down to you just need the right clothes and the right sleeping bag and, you know, the right gear. And you could fit all that gear into a single backpack. So, anyways, I'd say that's the biggest achievement of this last year. Although, when I was thinking about this, like, well, there's a bunch of other stuff, too. You know, I've really narrowed down my eating window. You know, I've been trying to get to a place where I'm only eating 1 hour a day, and sometimes I hit that, but I'd say usually it's closer to like 2.5 to 3 hours where I'm eating, and then the rest of the time I'm not eating. So, but you know, that from where I was, you know, that's, I've still made a lot of progress, and I feel totally comfortable and normal, and eating more than that really feels uncomfortable and unnatural and not something I would ever really go back to. So I just see myself continuing to go down the road of minimizing the amount that I need to eat. And that can go to a pretty far extreme. Like Jesse, the farm owner here, he doesn't eat at all. He only drinks things. He makes things that he prepares drinks for himself, and he only consumes them during a 1 hour window. And I think he's been doing that over 100 days. It's probably like 120 days straight of like 1 hour window where he's eating, where all he's doing is drinking, and he doesn't even drink water during the other 23 hours, right? The only time he drinks anything is during that 1 hour, and that's all he does is he drinks things. And, you know, they could be like smoothies and stuff like that, but he doesn't eat anything. So, and then, you know, another guy, Elatam Elamin, who's been to this farm, he was here for like 10 days, and I met him while he was here for a little bit, and also the family was around him the entire time, and he didn't eat the entire time he was here, you know, and I think it was like here a week and a half or something. So, and he's a breatharian. He does eat sometimes, but he can go very long periods of time without eating. So it is one of my goals to progress towards that. And so I feel like I've made a lot of progress this year. And then another big achievement would be the garden. I feel like the garden did really well. I'm really happy with it. The amaranth grew quite a bit, but I feel like I could have grown quite a bit more. So next year I'm looking forward to hopefully tripling the amount that I grew this year, and then using a lot of different, I grew some things this year which are too difficult to harvest, like lentils, buckwheat, and things like that. So I'm probably going to not focus on growing those type of things, and just things that actually are easy to harvest and use and eat without needing to spend hours processing them. And also, like, the biggest thing about the garden for me was the Jerusalem artichoke. I ended up buying 10 gallon? I think they're 10 gallon pots. They're like cloth pots, and filled them all with dirt, which was a lot of work, and planted a single bulb of sunchoke in each of them. And I did it fairly late in the season, like kind of midsummer, really, so they didn't have that much time to grow, but they still got like 6 feet tall. And each one grew like at least two days of food. So 60 times 2, 120 days, you know, so that's enough to last through the winter if that was the only source of food that I have. And we're probably not going to end up eating almost any of these sunchokes, because really the goal will be to take all of the extra which grew and then plant them out, you know, in the spring, and basically continue to do that and hopefully spread it to other people's properties. That's kind of a goal of mine. And also do more guerrilla gardening, because I have planted sunchokes out in the wilderness, and we'll see if they come back next year. So anyways, also some more cool things that happened this year. I met a few new friends basically just through my content here. That, you know, my content reaches people not local to me necessarily, so a lot of the people that I meet, I don't end up meeting them in real life, but some of them I did get to meet. So I got to meet Chad, who is hyper vegan on Odyssey. So he came out, he's been out here twice now. And then Chris Carlson, who's Chris C on Odyssey, he's come out here from up north in the United States, and he's actually still, he's about an hour and a half drive away from me, and we meet up every once in a while, so that's really cool. And then Joel is, he's been on the podcast as well. Chris has been on the podcast, and gone out to his property a couple times, and hoping to go out there again this winter, maybe even during this road trip that is coming up with the Gypsy Fox. And of course, tomorrow I'll be meeting the Gypsy Fox. I feel like there's one more person. Am I missing someone? There's Sarah. So Sarah came out and hung out for a few days here on the farm. That was really cool. I haven't heard from her in a long time. She also had an Odyssey channel. She probably still does have an Odyssey channel, but she only made like one video. And I don't remember the name of the channel. So anyways, Sarah, if you still watch these videos, you know, get in touch. You know, it'd be cool to chat. So anyways, let's see. What else? I think that's a pretty good summary of this year. You know, things have been weird in the world, and of course there's, you know, emotions that have to be processed as a result of facing the fact that you live in a a mad world. But overall, you know, I feel really good. If you're ignoring all external factors, this is by far the best year of my life. It has been by far the best year of my life. And you know, even just health-wise, you know, I feel really, really good. And the nice thing about being healthy is that I think the baseline feeling of being in a body which is healthy is it's joyful, it's pleasurable to just exist in a body which is healthy. You don't have to be doing anything that would be giving you pleasure. It's just pleasurable to exist as a healthy person. So that's something which has continued, been, you know, getting better and better over the years. And this year, I would say, probably my healthiest year I've ever had. And I think it will continue to go in that direction. I think living outside has a big part to play in that. So, and then what's coming up in the future? So I'm going to ignore external world factors and just say I'm probably hoping to grow a bigger garden. I might do that here. I might do that at Joel's. I might do that at some other place. I might do it in a lot of different places. So we'll see how that goes. I'm also, there's another part of me which wants to be kind of more embrace the wandering wizard and, you know, be more nomadic and actually travel around and basically kind of do that full time. And that doesn't fit so much with the gardening thing. So that's a thing that I'm wrestling with, you know, because I do like being able to, well, we'll see. I'm about to go on a road trip. This will be a good test to see how I like actually going back to moving around. And if by the end of it, I'll just be like, well, I think I'd rather just stay in one place. So we'll see about that. And yeah, I think basically things are just going to keep getting better. I've made lots of progress on my eyesight this year. Like I switched to this, a drop down, another prescription level with these glasses this year, way earlier in the year. And basically now I'm at the point where I can see perfectly, pretty much perfectly. Well, I mean, not perfectly, not like 20/20, but for me, you, when you're trying to fix your vision, you need to keep it in a place where you actually can't see quite perfectly, because you need to be challenging your eyes. But basically to me, that's what I mean by perfectly. So basically I've gotten my eyes to be able to use this prescription level as good as the previous prescription level, which is the goal. And then, you know, sometime soon I will drop down another another level of prescription and continue in that way. So anyways, that aspect of my health is improving, which is good. It'll be great in a, you know, probably several years from now, but I'll just not be able, I just won't even need glasses anymore, which is really nice. So anyways, so health will continue to get better this year, and hopefully I'll get to the point where 1 hour a day is pretty much every day, and in terms of eating and getting and reducing the amount of food that I need, right? Going down the path of Jesse, going down the path of L-Tom-L-Amine, and eventually pushing myself to that level, you know? And for me, this is, it's a big personal challenge. It's like, well, I believe that these things are possible. I mean, I've seen them. I've seen it happen myself. So I know it's possible. So can I do that myself? It's a challenge for myself. But also there's an urgency, a need to do these things as well, because we're, you know, the world that we're going into is not something that I'm not willing to play along with the system that they want to have. And if they do succeed at getting their system, which seems likely, well, I will die before I accept their system and bow the knee to it. So basically, if I want to survive long term, even in the case where basically humanity loses this fight, if I don't really need to eat very much food, and I don't need things like prescriptions for glasses and things like that, and I can get by just living out of gear that I can fit in my backpack, well, you know, it's not going to affect me. At least it's not going to affect me as much as it affects everyone else. So anyways, that's part of the goal. Like, if you're not dependent on the system, then that's less energy being given to that system. And I don't really want to be giving energy. I mean, I recognize that I do, to some degree, have to give energy to the system at the moment. You know, the peanut butter and the dates are, you know, I earn cryptocurrency, I convert, or I get donations, I convert it into a gift card, and then I can purchase these things. And so that's better than, for me, than having a bank account. But still, I recognize it is relying on the system. And so it's my goal to minimize that to the point of non-existence, actually. You know, eventually I won't even be wearing clothes that were made by anyone in the system. You know, we'll see. That seems a little bit extreme, but I think it could happen. You know, you can make clothes out of just plants, right? And so might have to get someplace warmer if I'm going to go there, though. But you know, yeah, tropical. I could just live in my underwear year round, right? If you find the right spot. So anyways, I think that's a pretty good update for this Wizard's Log. 41 years old. Last year, I think I said I was going to live to be 1,000. I still think that's possible. But I think that the people who have access to that technology will have to be part of the system. So I may not get to live quite that old. I'll probably live to be more like, you know, the max of what a natural lifespan of a human is, which is like 120 or something like that. But anyways, so that means I'm about a third of the way through my life, right? A lot of people think 40 is old, and when I was a kid, I thought 40 was old. But, you know, now it doesn't feel old. In fact, I feel the youngest, really, because for me, my 20s were not healthy. I was dealing with some major health issues for basically my entire 20s. So, I mean, this is basically the healthiest I've ever been as an adult. And anyways, yep, that's the update. I'm 41. Thanks for all your support this year, and I'm looking forward to making more videos this year. Looking forward to what happens in the world and what happens in my life, and hope you'll come along. All right, I'll see you guys later. Thanks for watching. If you like this video, please consider sharing it. If you'd like to help me out in a more substantial way, you can learn how to do so at cowan.org/gift. And if you'd like to have a one-on-one conversation with me, whether publicly or privately, you can learn how to do so at cowan.org/one-on-one. Thanks again for watching.